But right now, we are joining with the Lima studio. We have Matt Martini in from Lauer Farms. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Great to have you in this morning, and looking forward to talking to you about Lauer Farms. First off, tell us, what is Lauer Farms?
Lauer Farms, 1944. We are a nonprofit that specializes in living history education. We partnered with Johnny Appleseed Metropolitan Parks District, and once a year we go out to their new Lauer Farm Park, and we basically take it over for 3 to 4 days, and we turn the clock back to 1944. They have a beautifully restored house out there that we use for the home front area, so you can see what life was like on a farm in 1944. We have, let's see what else we got. We got some British Land Army coming out this year, and she'll be showing what life was like on a British farm. That's actually going to be really interesting. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Then we have Axis and Allied camps. We have every impression you can think of. We keep growing every year. This is going to be our third year of operation, our second actual event, because we're just going to scratch 2020. It never happened.
Oh, yeah.
The whole year just didn't happen.
Yeah. And wow, it's gone to 3 days as well.
Yep. We're doing a full school day on Friday. Due to all the weirdness going on, we have one school coming out, and they get to spend 2 hours doing a hands-on history class with us.
Oh, neat.
We're going to give them a packet. They get to pretend that they are an OSS agent, so basically the Office of Strategic Services, the forerunner to the modern-day CIA. They get to play a spy for a couple hours, and they have to take their little folder around and get answers to all the questions we have scattered throughout the camp. So they have to engage with the reenactors, and the reenactors have to engage back. So it forces everybody to kind of step out of their comfort zone. And it's a lot of fun. It was a big hit our first year.
I tell you what, my son will probably be there. He does reenactment, and he loves to talk about history. So look up JR, see if he's there. So it's basically, 1944, pretty much all was World War II, unfortunately. And yep. So there will be some actual reenactments. How does a reenactment work? Because you're not using real bullets. do you take turns dying, or how does that all work out?
It depends on who the event coordinator is and how accurate you want the event to be. There's a lot of honor system that goes on. We use Hollywood blanks. So like the bright muzzle flashes you see in the movies, we see the same thing.
Oh, wow.
They're really hot loaded blanks. So when you have a .30-06 out of an M1 Garand, you can see, and it's basically, if you're looking at somebody and they're looking at you, it's who shoots first. Or some events you have what they call wound cards or death cards, and you carry it in your pocket, and you don't get a look at it till the event starts. You pull it out. Well, when I run into somebody, we have a medic, so I have to take a hit in the leg. I have to act like my leg's hurt, or I got to act like I don't have my hand or something. And they'll actually bandage you up and do everything how it was try to make it as realistic as possible.
How cool. Well, I see you in uniform. Who are you dressed as?
I'm going to be on WLIO later today, and I don't want to run back and forth to Delphus. So today I have just a staff officer's uniform, ranked up as major for the 2nd Infantry Division. I bounce unit to unit quite a bit, actually. Normally, I do 4th Armored as just plain lower enlisted. That's what I love doing, just low enlisted, no responsibilities. I'm here to do this and this, and that's it. For my event, I normally do an officer, and I bounce a couple different units. And I try to do as much research as possible. I have a few friends that got out of grad school, and they yell at me all the time because I don't do it right. But I'm learning. It's always a learning process.
And it's neat that the younger generations are taking on and being involved in these reenactments. Why are they so important? Why should we have these reenactments?
I feel like we just need to keep the history alive. I've gone to a few timeline events, like up at Fort Meigs, And then Fort Jennings does a wonderful one with Fort Fest. And they do, at Fort Jennings, they specialize more in Vietnam. And it's World War II veterans, obviously, they're passing away at a much higher rate.
Yeah.
And but we still have a few that come out and hang out with us, and they're a lot of fun. But seeing the guys that do Vietnam, and they do it very, very accurately, you see the guys that were over there, and they never got the support or recognition when they got out, and they see people trying to keep their stories alive. It's actually really interesting. And I was always much more, I love reading books. I love doing my research, but when I can actually touch something and see something, then it clicks.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot with the high school kids, when they can go up, say, hey, here's a half track. This is how it was kitted out. This is everything it would be loaded down with. Here's just a regular leg infantry guy. This is what he carried. This is how he lived.
Talking with Matt Martini, involved with the Lauer Farms 1944. Matt, when is this happening and where at?
This weekend, actually. We are open. We have an open camp Friday night from 4 to 6. There's no scheduled activities. We just kind of, you can come out and meander about the camp, kind of see what's going on. We'll have people setting up still. Saturday's one of our bigger days. It's open 10 to 6, and then Sunday is 10 to 4. We have battles at 11 and 2 on Saturday and Sunday. It will be out here at the Lauer Farm Park in Lima on Roush Road. And if you're familiar with the Lima area, Roush Road's only about 3/4 mile long, so you can't miss us. And if you're not from the Lima area, when you come down 75 from either the north or the south, get off on State Route 81. It's exit 127. Go east on State Route 81 to the first stoplight. Turn right onto Roush Road. And we're about a half a mile south. And we'll be on the left-hand side of the road.
Yep. All right. Well, looking forward to it. That sounds like a lot of fun and a good piece of history there at Lauer Farms this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Matt, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. That was very interesting stuff there. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to.